Harper Audio presents The Law of Divine Compensation on Work, Money, and Miracles by Marianne Williamson. This is the author. The most important decision we make is whether we believe we live in a friendly or a hostile universe. Albert Einstein. Preface. Few areas in our thinking or our circumstances can be more stressful than work and money. The late actress Sophie Tucker is credited with having said, "I've been rich and I've been poor, and believe me, rich is better." Most people would agree. At a time when the institutional processes normally counted on to support our financial good have gone south, if not completely haywire, many people are looking for alternative routes to economic security. We want to work, but can't find work. We want to invest, but don't feel we can do so safely. We want to have enough money in the bank and find ourselves terrified at the thought that we might not. It is often at the moment when our way isn't working anymore that we open our minds to consider something new. Finance is just one of many areas where an increasingly obsolete, materially based worldview is proving inadequate to the challenges of the times in which we live. And more people are finding practical wisdom in spiritual understanding. Dogmas and doctrines, both religious and economic, are being left behind as a deeper realization of the power of consciousness and its primacy in the creation of human affairs becomes a more popular avenue to a happy life. Spiritual truth is expressed in many forms, both religious and secular. I have been a student of a set of books called A Course in Miracles, a self-study program of psychotherapy based on universal spiritual themes, for 35 years. As a teacher of the principles of the Course,